Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Bridgium. And tonight we are having a conversation on Apple's new updates that were announced yesterday. I have with me Samuel Boateng. In fact, I can now call him my AI friend because it looks like any conversation to do with AI, I have him here to have that conversation with me. Samuel Boateng, he is the content creator for Interesting Digital Trends. Samuel, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for making time to join me this evening. So we want to just talk about the first, we'll start with the event, what was announced, and then we can later compare it with the other providers on the market. As I indicated, Apple went ahead to do this announcement yesterday with the event that they did. So first of all, what was just your overall, I'll say, feedback? But before we do that, we'd like to hear from you listening to us. You can just send us your WhatsApp message on the number 055-111-1997, 055-111-997. Maybe you had a chance to yesterday listen or watch the program, as in when the Apple had the Worldwide Developers Conference for 2024. If you perchance watched it or listened, you have any feedback on it, so let us hear from you. This one, you don't have to be an Apple user to give us your feedback. There are so many things that they have introduced. We'll be talking about them. But let us hear from you. What are some feedback that you have picked from it? Let us just know your thoughts from that. Share with us on the WhatsApp number 055-111-1997. This is Geek Squad, brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. So back to you again, Samuel. What would you say is your general feedback, I mean, of the whole event before we get into the details?
I'll say it's exciting for what's about to come. Because if you're looking at what they showed on stage, it got me so excited I didn't know what to do in my room. I was like, what the hell is the world going to, man? Look at what they're doing now. Looking at how they are now, I don't want to jump into the whole topic, but look at how they brought in ChatGPT. Because they couldn't beat ChatGPT.
You
understand? Yeah. So I don't want to talk about it now. I just hold on. When we get into it, I digest. It was just so exciting. After watching the whole show, I didn't know what to do in my room, I tell you. I was like, wow. Imagine if the other competitors also jump on this. I mean, it's going to get crazy. This guy is raising the bar. This one's raising the bar. This one's... what you're about to experience...
It's simply something else. Yeah. And I think, like you said, watching what Apple did, we probably were expecting some things about AI, but like what you just mentioned, they couldn't just do away without it. Mm-hmm. They had to just integrate ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the conversations that we had from our conversations when we spoke about how we can use AI for our work, schoolwork, anything related to productivity. And ChatGPT was one of the very ones that we spoke about over and over again, letting people know about it. So we just want to get into what Apple did yesterday. We can start from the top or anywhere. What would you say was very outstanding for you? And for you listening to us, you can even share that with us. What was outstanding for you from the announcements that were done yesterday? Let us hear from you on the WhatsApp number 055-111-1997. I was also very excited. In fact, when I saw the announcements, I remember I was trying to chat someone directly to tell the person, this is really looking so good. Like, I'm very happy. No, I had even put it on the main group before I realized that, okay.
Oh my God.
It's the main WhatsApp group. But then later, I just told the person one-on-one that I'm really loving what is happening. Mm. What would you say stands out for you for what they did yesterday?
They broke my heart, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
After getting you excited.
Oh, yeah. There's bad news for those who are using... I'll talk about it later down the show. There's bad news for some people. There's good news for some people.
Yeah.
So they actually broke my heart after the whole show. But it's like, what they are doing now is they're trying to personalize the whole AI thing and make it more exciting and bringing it back to our face as they've been doing.
So that's what stands out for you?
Yes. They're now forcing us in our face. Like, there's no way you can avoid it now. Now it's in your hands. Facebook that started the whole thing.
Yes,
the Meta people.
Yes, Meta. Yeah.
But now, it's like, there's no way. It's everywhere now. AI is everywhere. And I thought the fight was between Microsoft and Google.
Yeah.
But now, Yes, I see Apple jumping on their necks and squeezing it very tight.
Seriously.
Yes. We thought that maybe the ChatGPT will be sidelined or something because of the powers that they have in tech, but it seems they are now partnering them to give them also the authority to be able to move things in the industry. Yeah, it's exciting what they are doing.
It's very exciting what they are doing. So definitely it's not now going to be just an app somewhere for you, but once you are the phone
user.
So
for those who didn't watch the show, you're going to get one of the biggest surprises in your life. Just get ready. When we start explaining everything, I'm sure you'll get what I'm trying to talk about.
So now let's talk about the show. Some of the things that were announced. Then we can just go ahead and see.
Okay.
What some people can just pick from that.
Okay, we started with the artificial intelligence. What the trick that they did was that they had to start the show without mentioning any AI. I don't know if you noticed.
Yes.
So the first 1 hour of the show was just
they spoke
simple,
about a TV. That was the first thing they spoke about.
Like, watch this iOS 18, blah, 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 blah. They kept going and going and going. Everybody's waiting for AI because, AI is a big topic now. Then all of a sudden they switch and they just kept slapping us left,
left, right,
right,
front,
center. Left, right, center. I was like, what? I thought these people were getting rid of AI from their whole timeline with their plans and everything. But let's take a look at it. Let's start from the top.
Yeah. Okay. So they started first with their Apple TV Plus. And from what they mentioned, I think one thing that stood out was the Vision Pro. They spoke about that, which was launched already in February, but then they spoke about the Vision OS.
Yeah,
right,
they got an update.
Yes,
Vision 2.0.
yes,
yeah, it's a bit exciting, but the features are not so much. The changes that they brought in could be said, I've just said it's 1.5 or 1.2 or something, because if you go to 2.0, means there's supposed to be a big change. But it was just a few features. It's interesting what they've done though. You can now use wider screens and a whole lot of stuff, more windows, gestures that you can turn your hand to see.
Yeah,
it's quite good, but I mean,
but is that not like Apple?
That's your character. I see. Well, they do that sometimes. It's not much of a change, but let's see.
Definitely. They've done some changes for them to call it an upgrade. But it's more like Apple, like I'm saying. So we shouldn't be so surprised at that.
Well, how many people use it in the first place?
That is
we don't care about that for now. You could keep updating it. We'll join them at 15. Mission 15. When they get to the update. Yeah.
Then that can be done. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, one of the things that they spoke about had to do with their iOS upgrade, the iOS 18. And I think there are some amazing things that they are doing. So we can talk about that iOS 18.
When I first joined Apple World.
When was that?
A couple of years back, like 3.
What made you join?
Well, pressure.
Are you serious?
Peer pressure. I actually didn't like Apple that much. I was like, what's all this? But when I joined, I realized that it had some features that made it a bit...
You've not regretted, right?
Well, I did regret in the first half.
Oh, sir.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you're someone who uses Android a lot and know how to use Android, when you jump on Apple, you might throw the phone away.
I know.
There's a lot of features, mods, apps that you can use, a whole lot of features like that. So when you come into Apple and there's a lot of restriction, so I thought Apple was meant for some grandmas and some grandfathers because, I mean, it's so simple to use, but very limiting. So it's controlled in an environment that is, when you open your phone, your icons are displayed this way. Almost every iPhone has the same thing until this update where they've changed almost everything concerning the desktop,
the iOS,
or if you call it home screen, it's a desktop. Yeah,
so let's talk about that. What are some of the things that he said when it comes to arranging of the icons on the home screen, the customization? We have to talk about that for the iOS 18 update that is coming.
So the first thing I was excited about was moving your icon. I know this is funny, but being able to place your icon anywhere
you want.
Yes, this has been something in Android for a while.
Yeah,
we've always been asking for this. please change it. We want to, but it's difficult to, when you have a, as they said, you have an image, it's showing someone's face and you want to arrange
your icons to be covering
it's covering everything. There's nothing you can do about it. So this brings a whole new level of customization to the iPhone. Yes, and I hope a lot of people are really excited about it as much as I am. Yeah. And then they brought in the color changes to the same icons. Now, the mods that we've been seeing, I don't know if you ever saw those things. People used to edit those kind of screens, and then you have to download some apps to force the icons to change. Now it's now default. You can actually do that changes. It's wild. We want to see what people bring out.
Definitely, we would like to see that. So for you joining us and listening to us, maybe you didn't get a chance to listen to the WWDC yesterday. That's the Worldwide Developers Conference that was held by Apple. We are just talking about the home screen, where you have your different icons for the different apps, the option for you to be able to edit it, put it where you want, especially when you have your picture of
your pets, your family members, your lover, any of them. Actually,
you will not have the icons covering it, because for me, what I actually do, if I want the background to show, is to create, you know, you can have like different screens.
Yeah.
I rather do that, and then I'll have just very limited icons
the
on
the first one.
Then I can have the option to see what I want to see. But now with this update, at least you can arrange it the way you want
You can
still get to see what you want to see there. Okay. Can we talk about the privacy, what they have now put in for the iOS 18?
Okay, so they are making it a way that you can easily put, let me start from the top, just as how they described it.
Yeah.
You see, when you give your phone to someone, and the person is kokwansa, say that way. You say you open something, oh, look at this picture, and before you realize, the person is inside your WhatsApp. Especially for the guys who like cheating a lot and having some secret messages.
This you do have to use that example.
Those are the guys that usually get into trouble with their phones. So you show your phone to someone, you can leave the phone with the person cannot go anywhere else, because you can put passwords on specific apps directly. So when one opens it, he has to now enter a password to be able to access it. That's what they're about.
Yeah, and what was exciting too was that you can even hide some of these apps.
Yes.
Apart from putting
for malicious people who want to do bad things on their phone. Someone said you want to hide your Tinder from your wife. You create a folder and you hide them in it.
Yeah, so that option is there for you to be able to lock apps, especially when it comes to taking off pictures. People take pictures like, oh, I want to just see the pictures on your phone. Before you know it,
they are somewhere else. I don't know what they are doing in WhatsApp, looking at the pictures in WhatsApp. They are supposed to stay in your gallery.
Yeah. So the updates that you're going to have on the iOS 18 is that it prevents people from just accessing any app that you have put a lock on. Okay. So now we can talk about the messages too and the update that they have done to that.
Oh, let's not skip the home screen. There's a lot of stuff there.
Okay. Then we can talk about that. Let's
look at where we have the options to be turning on your Wi-Fi and all those. So the access area, that place has more options now. You can have multiple screens. You can add
the control center.
You can have the icons being shaped in any size that you want. You can make them the squares or even larger. And now you can add customization to that particular place as much as you want. That is really exciting. You should check it out. Some of the images will be posted on the social media pages.
Yeah.
You can check them out. The editing aspect of it now the iPhones will not look the same for every phone when you take it. Yes. You can add app widgets like how we do in Android in those sections from the various apps that you have on your phone. So you might have a car that has an app, you can put it right there.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your home security, you can also put it right there. So they open there's something called API. They open it so that developers can also take and create these widgets, so anybody else can have control over their control center.
Yeah, and it's good that you just mentioned that. I think it's one of the things that they kept talking about.
Yeah, I find that place quite boring, actually. Because I swipe down, I always see the same thing over and over again.
The control center.
Yeah, but now they're adding more features. I can't wait.
Definitely.
I can't wait.
Definitely. Once you have access to it on your phone, we'll talk about that later. Okay. So now we can move on to the messages.
Okay.
Let's talk about the messages and what they have done there in terms of the updates.
So I don't know. People don't know about this effect stuff. So let's take it one by one. Today, we are going to teach people how to use it. So if you have someone who uses an iPhone just like you, and you've been texting with a person, whenever you type anything, you can actually press and hold the send. And then you'll be given options with effects. Yes. Some people do not know that it exists there. From today, go and play around it. There's a whole lot of stuff there. And now, they're adding more, which makes it more exciting. And because of the AI features that are included in the messages app, when you're texting sometimes, they're able to give you suggestions on what exactly, what effect you could apply to that particular text, okay, without you going all the way to the person and holding and all kind of stuff.
Okay, so can we just go over that again? I remember someone telling me, I use the iPhone, but I don't really use it for anything, man. It's just for taking pictures.
I've had a lot of friends surprised when I do those kind of stuff. So sometimes when I meet someone, there's balloons flying all over the screen. Yeah, like, how did you do that? So I'm like, how many years have you used this iPhone? It's quite simple.
Yeah, not exploring.
So let's do an example. I type hello. I can press and hold the send button, mm-hmm, then the send with effect pop up will just appear. You have the bubble and the screen. So the bubble, you can try the invisible. You make the text invisible until the person taps on the text. There's
then they can't
other
see
ones
it.
Gentle, and there's how do you call it? Send with loud, so that the text appears like it's very loud. And
yeah.
The slam, and then when you go to the screen session, there's a whole lot of, when you swipe to the left, you get different options: balloon, spotlight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole screen before the balloons, and it's exciting. It makes texting not so boring, like how we do in Android. There's a whole lot of stuff in it.
Yeah, but I mean, with all the things that they have done also, we would like to be comparing it with what we already have on the market.
Yeah, yeah.
So like right now, just, as you just said, not so boring. Like
with Android, yeah. Okay. Android has limited when it comes to, you only deal with emojis and kind of stuff. I mean, it's normal SMS is boring, right? Yeah, but when it comes to the iMessage, you can actually add a whole lot of activities to it to make it more exciting. Yeah.
More
hidden text and all those kind of stuff. It's quite exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Now the other gen emoji, you can generate emojis using the AI feature, where you are talking to someone instead of having. And do you know the funny thing?
Tell me.
This was already in existence with Meta.
Yes.
People didn't know.
And the thing is, I mean, the technology is there. So it's just a matter of making use of it. And
they don't know. So all you have to do in your WhatsApp, you can actually do this right now.
Yeah.
As I speak. You open your WhatsApp, go to where your stickers are, and you see generate, create with AI. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But just as maybe
as and we want, they will announce it loud.
Yeah. Apple will make it look as if it's the biggest thing in the world. I mean, it's already existed before you guys brought it, but let's just say Apple is a bit different. But yeah, theirs looks a bit more cute. They have some example that they gave, the dinosaur. Yeah. I really like dinosaurs a lot. So
yeah.
I think I'll be using this feature a lot. You can customize it. One of the most exciting parts is the pictures aspect. I didn't want to go to AI, but let's just fuse it in.
Mm.
The images on your phone, you know how you go to your people, when you go to your gallery, your photos, you can have albums, select people, and then make the people have, be recognized by the phone.
Yes.
Now, this AI feature can understand these people that you've named,
mm-hmm,
that when you're chatting with that person, he knows that this is the kind of person you're chatting with. And it can generate emojis that look like that images that you've shared.
Yes,
so this is what makes the AI features.
Yes.
I didn't want to go there, but this is what makes the AI features of Apple so exciting.
That is
interesting.
True. That is true.
Because
I think I really like that.
Yes.
The example they even gave was like, if it's your mom's birthday, for instance, you can go ahead, use her picture to generate this image with balloons and send to her. Yes. Yeah, I thought
conversation
that was really
more exciting.
Too. That's true. Yes.
So this is one thing I keep saying. The AI does not come to take things away. It comes to make things better. One of the things I got to understand during the whole presentation was that dumb people are going to get dumber and smart people are going to get. Because the features that they brought, it can make people super lazy. I mean, you can just be there and then command the phone to be doing things for you without you even thinking about the steps you're supposed to take to get it done.
Yeah,
imagine. Okay, I don't want to go here. let's go back to the gen emoji.
Exactly. Let's just go over that again. Talking about the AI bits and what can be used in generating of the images.
So I'm going to repeat this.
Yeah.
It's simple. The AI in our phones now, so those who are thinking AI is somewhere sitting in America, it is in Ghana. It's already in the trotro that is starting today.
Even the Meta AI.
AI was in the mate's pocket.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the mate, the ESX circle, it was already in his pocket. So now you have it. This AI can help you to generate things.
But
like,
we have to be specific. We're going to say it's in the mate's pocket. It's because of WhatsApp.
Yes.
Okay.
Even without WhatsApp, it's already there.
In their pocket.
They are already creeping into other apps that you don't even know. Like,
People think that they will come and announce that this AI take its existence or something. It's not going to be like that. This AI is already here. It's in your face. You can't run away from it.
I mean,
the cameras that we are seeing in town, the CCTV cameras, some of them already have AI on them.
Yeah.
They are scanning people. They recognize your face. I think that when someone takes like a phone, be like, please don't take picture of me. Someone has already seen
your
face.
Good.
The AI has seen your face already. There's nothing you can do about it. So this is one of the things the AI does. It helps you to generate emojis. Okay, so when you go into the app and you are chatting with someone, the photos you already have of the person that you've labeled that, okay, this is Ajua, this is Mommy, this is Daddy. These photos, the AI now understands it. That, okay, this is Mommy, this is Daddy. So when you're chatting with Mommy, it says Father's Day. Sorry, you're chatting with Daddy and it says Father's Day. You can generate an emoji that goes with Father's Day or even an image that goes with Father's Day and sends your dad, making it more, the conversation just of, instead of just being dry text like, oh, happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Add some email to make it more exciting. Your father's face.
Exactly.
Being in the form of an animation. Yeah.
Using their photo, you can do that. Yeah. You can do that. It's, and I think one of the things that they touched on too was their messaging feature using the satellite. They spoke about that. So even when you are in a place where you don't really have access, you are off grid, you'll be able to send iMessages to people. And not only that, SMS also, you can send
But
that
is over the bad news.
I'm telling you,
this is part of the bad news. It's not a feature that we have access to here.
Exactly.
So don't even look at it at all.
Who knows? Somebody's listening to us, not in Ghana, so at least.
Oh, okay.
Just have to let them be aware of what.
Then
was
we can
announced.
Talk about the maps too. They've added a whole lot of features for the map. If you're in the US, your map have updated. Thank you. Let's talk about what we have here.
Definitely, we can look at that. So, what are some of the apps that they spoke about? I think they spoke about wallets, journal, the ones that can relate to us. We can look at them.
Yeah. So, they looked at notes. I don't know, those who often use notes on their phone.
Yeah.
If the AI feature is already involved, you know what? Let me just jump to this AI stuff.
Because you're already eager. No, we need to save. Let's save them.
If I don't say it, I'll be saying things that will be confusing. Let me just jump on it first.
Save the best for
Don't worry.
Let's talk about photos before we come to
AI photos too. So.
Yeah, so you let's talk about it first.
Okay.
And then we'll look at the AI bit of it. What are some of the things that they have done on the photos?
So the photos app is now able to, as it was doing before, recognize faces.
Yes. It was doing that. Yes. Yeah, it's true.
But now this is AI. This is the part where you can talk to it. For instance, you want to look for an image where you cross the bridge with someone.
Yeah.
And you recorded it. So you can say, oh, find me the image of Ajua and I crossing the bridge. Or find an image of Ajua's blue dress. Anything, any image that you have in your gallery or photos, you can just quickly go there and bring it out because of the description you give it. That's what I'm saying. It's going to make people, a lot of people lazy because the searching and the interaction with these apps are getting more easier and more faster, like crazier. Yeah,
and talking about that, let me just touch on this. So journal is one of the features on Apple that I use, but then at a point I just realized that if I'm using a phone to keep records of things and I don't have the option to be able to search at any point specific things, then what is the essence? I'm better off writing it down
because
I can't search anyway. And I realized that from the announcement that they made, they are going to be adding that feature there. And I thought that it was really cool that you have that option. I'm just relating it to the pictures, like you're saying.
Yeah.
They are making things very easy for you now. If you've taken a picture with someone particular day and all that, you can even go ahead
ask and find the journal and all those kind of stuff.
Exactly. Find that so easily.
It's quite interesting what they're doing.
So now we can be going towards your AI since you have been wanting to talk about it.
This will make it very simple and easier for you to understand. So for those who are not getting what this AI stuff is, let me make it simple. Apple is calling it Apple Intelligence,
which is also AI.
So the same abbreviation AI.
Yeah.
But they want to customize. I really like their branding, man. Damn, these people are smart. How the hell did they do that? Who thought about them coming up with that name? Nobody even guessed it on Twitter.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's true.
Apple Intelligence. They want to customize everything. So here's the thing about Apple Intelligence. They are making it in a way that it exists on your phone. So it's like, I don't know if you've
very
watched Iron Man.
Yes.
This is how Jarvis works. Yes. So they're trying to make like everyone having different Jarvis on their phone. If they are being truthful to their word about the privacy, then that's how it's supposed to
because
be.
Because they kept hammering it. They kept talking about how everything is so secure.
So the privacy is, the AIs are quite dangerous, as people say. It's dangerous because if these AI that they are releasing is able to send your data out, that means that it will understand it. It's not just sending the data out. It will understand the data to understand that it can take it out and use it to harm you in any way that it wants.
Okay. Now, we are having a conversation on the announcement Apple did yesterday during the Worldwide Developers Conference. If you are just joining us, I'm having a conversation with Samuel Boateng. And so if you're just wondering, what are these people talking about so much? It's because of the announcement that was done yesterday. And now, specifically, we are talking about Apple Intelligence, the AI feature that Apple is now going to add in their updates. Let us hear from you if you have any questions, or you perchance listened or watched the program yesterday. Just let us know what you think of it. What was outstanding to you? You can send us the message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. Yes, so Sammy, let's just go back to that. The Apple Intelligence, like you said, the branding, the name, yes, the and name, what are the things that the you are features. Going to be doing, the features.
This is so exciting. So what it does is that it takes your own data on your phone. So the AI understands you. This is not the kind of AI that, for instance, when I'm chatting with ChatGPT, I don't know if you've noticed, for those who often use it, sometimes it's difficult for you to say something that it would understand immediately, unless you've had a long conversation with it.
Mm-hmm.
So you've spoken about certain things. Okay, this is my name, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Write an email with my CV, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Before it can actually pick that information from the chat.
Yeah.
To, but with this particular one, it has already gone through your phone. This is where it's crazy, you know. It has already gone through your phone. It knows your
the
face.
The whole privacy.
It knows how you look like when you fall down, when you stand up. Because the video that you fell, you stood up, the video you were dancing, it knows it everything about you. But the safety is here is that it's private. It's on your phone. So let's say they stay true to your word. This AI knows you in and out more than your family members. So those who have been taking very weird videos on your phone, the AI has seen everything about you.
Definitely.
Everything from beginning to end. So
because
it knows
it checks
you.
The things but, on your phone.
So imagine someone like that is closer than your personal assistant. Asking this person to write an email or drafting a CV for you. This AI knows the achievements you've done. That was the certificate on your phone.
I think there was a word they used. It said on-device processing. Everything is on the device.
You know, I'll get to that point. But I'm talking about what it can do. That the craziness. I don't know if people have thought about this, but it can go really far. If you ask it to draft a CV for you,
mm-hmm.
this AI can actually go to your phone, look at what you've done,
yeah,
the achievements, the awards you've received. If you're someone taking awards and all this kind of stuff, the audio in the award video can tell the AI what you received. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, and yes. Use all that.
Use all that to draft your full CV. Look for the best picture you have on your phone.
Yeah.
Without you now going to your gallery, scrolling and scrolling.
Sometimes you don't even find where it is.
Exactly. Crop it exactly as supposed to be on the CV and give a final PDF. Without you now going to save as PDF, you are struggling.
Everything is put together for you.
And it's smart.
In seconds.
It is so crazy and scary that if you don't take care,
mm-hmm.
and they don't work with this privacy team, you are in trouble. that's the scary part about this whole thing. If they don't stick to their word and they don't stay with this privacy team. So there's two aspects to it.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The first part is the processing is done locally.
On the device, yeah.
They've made their chips to be able to have high-speed processing when it comes to the AI features. Because the AI, when you use it and it takes time, it is not really, the performance, when it's slow, you don't really feel a kick. So you need it to be fast. When you ask it something, it's supposed to respond quickly. That's what makes the AI. Because, I mean, I can't ask you something and then go and come back before
like
you respond.
Like me thinking about it and doing it.
Like, I would have
you
done it by myself.
About yeah. It, yeah.
So this AI is supposed to be very fast. When you ask it something, it's supposed to scan through your phone quickly and give you the response. So some of the processes that it's going to be doing is done securely only on your phone.
Yes.
It doesn't go online.
Yes.
The second part is when you give it a task that is very demanding.
Demanding.
It can cut a portion of the task and give it to a cloud server.
Yeah.
Let me just say, give you a server, and this server will take this information, process it down, and give it back to the AI on your phone without you losing your personal information.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's and when it takes this information, it will now be able to digest it and give you the answer. So it's like, even though you have the power to do everything on your phone, you actually have the power to do even more.
With the private cloud compute, that's what they called it.
Yes.
So they are just, and like I said, they kept stressing on the data privacy. They kept stressing on it. So
But I don't trust I don't trust these people, but it's something that you could rely on. If they breach that contract, I think someone can probably sue them.
Definitely.
The government and those UN and all that kind of. Because it's very scary what it could do. We are always looking at the positive side, but I mean, let's balance it here.
We definitely have to balance it. Tonight we are having a conversation with Samuel Boateng, this SGIG squad, with your girl Adobia Bridgium. And so far we have been delving into the innovations that Apple is coming up with this year. Just yesterday, they did the announcements in the Worldwide Developers Conference, and we have shared what they have done with some of the apps that we already have on the iPhones. Now we are talking about the Apple Intelligence and how it can be of use to you. But before we get back to our conversation, you know, we all have those days when you are low on everything: energy, time, cash, and even airtime and data. Well, that is why MTN Extra Time is an airtime and data advance service that allows you to make calls or browse the internet even when you have an insufficient balance. All you have to do is to dial *506#. *506#. Go through the prompts and select the amount of airtime or data you need. It's more than simple. Doing your favorite things on MTN means you don't get interrupted even when you are low on airtime or data. Please remember, all terms and conditions apply. We are having a conversation with Samuel Boateng, and we will be getting back right after this break. Come back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Bridgium. We are having a conversation with Samuel Boateng. He is the content creator for Interesting Digital Trends. Tonight we are having a conversation on Apple's announcement that was done yesterday at the Worldwide Developers Conference. There's so many things that they have spoken about, and one of the things that is really exciting to us is the Apple Intelligence, their AI, and that was what we were talking about just before we went on the break. So we'll just touch on that briefly, and then we'll look at the different things that they announced. They spoke about the AirPods, spoke about Siri, their watch also. I think it'll be good for us to touch on all those. So something about the AI before we wrap it up. Then we'll save the heartbreak for the last.
So, another thing about the AI was the fact that they had partnership with ChatGPT. Yes. So, I think they couldn't beat the opposition. They had to join them.
If you can't beat them, just join them.
They couldn't beat them. They had to join them at a point. Because ChatGPT has a whole lot of data that if they are trying to also now raise generate, a new model, it will be a bit difficult. It won't be difficult for them, but it'll be a bit of a challenge. Let me say it that way. Yeah. So it might take some time for they can catch up to them. So it'll be easier. Why don't we just simply have partnership with them? And as they said, because of privacy, they don't want ChatGPT to just have your data. Mm-hmm. Because the data that the AI on your phone is going to have is going to be crazy. It's going to be like amazing to the extent that it knows you fully. So if this data is given to ChatGPT...
But this thing is serious one. The more serious notes, like...
If this information that your phone knows is given to ChatGPT, then ChatGPT knows everything about you. That's even more concerning.
Yeah.
And it's more dangerous. So they thought about it and they made it private. So each time they are going to ask something outside, the Siri will prompt you that, okay, I want to go and ask ChatGPT because he'll give you more answers or better answers than I have. Yeah. Then you contact the ChatGPT and bring you a response.
Okay. You've mentioned Siri, so let us just fuse that into it.
Yeah. So because of this particular update and all that, Elon Musk was a bit scared at a point.
Yeah.
He was saying that you end up banning this phone if they don't have this privacy thing happening. You will no longer let it work as you say. But he didn't say he's going to do that. He was saying if. Yes. So people were just... I remember when I saw the tweet, I was like, oh my God, this guy has started again.
Right.
People were fighting with him and that. And they were like, you didn't read the thing where they are saying that it has privacy. And he was also saying that if. So I've not said that I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But as usual, he wants the engagement, so he's going to make something very funny. Yeah. So if you saw that tweet, don't be worried about him. He's just joking.
Okay. So we can talk about Siri, since we touched on the AI, and then what Siri can also do, as in asking you when you want to even do certain requests and they need to go off your device and ask. Mm-hmm. So can we just talk about some of the things that Siri is going to do?
Okay. So the new iOS 18 is going to have a lot of updates for Siri. For instance, I think the icon is even changing.
Yeah.
And the way it will appear on your phone has also changed. You no longer need to have the circle being the down. Yeah. That's it now has these glowing edges. It's like a rainbow. Looking like LGBT.
Yeah.
On your phone, bro. It'll just be glowing and then you can talk to it. The fun part of it is now you don't need to only speak. You can actually type. So whenever you press the button, you can tap at the bottom twice and then the text will appear, and
the
then
option.
You can just type and talk with it. So Siri is no longer only voice command, but you can actually text with it. What was did it say? I think that logo also changed.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that. They made it a bit more compact and simplified. Now this Siri is interesting because it's working.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the AI comes in.
Mm-hmm.
The AI we're talking about mostly works with different apps and interacts differently. When it comes to Siri, Siri actually understands you and knows the things on your phone, and that when you ask it to do something for you, it can actually do that. For instance, you can schedule a birthday message.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell Siri to do that. And now, because of the updates in iMessages, you can send, for example, you have someone who just often forgets birthdays. Let's say this year you forgot someone's birthday. Person says, "Oh, you didn't wish me," start crying and all that kind of stuff. All you have to do is tell Siri to put down a message to send next year, 2025. And schedule it at this time at 12 a.m. so the person will think you care.
Yeah.
Actually, you do care, but you just forget. So you send at 12 a.m. to the person. And that particular day, you can actually forget.
But because it's been scheduled,
God,
you have that option.
It's Siri will just take off everything for you.
In fact, it's now acting as your virtual assistant, yes, which it has always been, but now more enhanced. And improved. What did you think about the AirPods, though, when you receive a phone call and all you have to do is just...
When I was watching this and I was like, this is...
You can just
cool.
Shake your head and say, I'm not picking this call.
One thing I hate doing is taking calls in a car. So imagine if I have this AirPods on and then I have a call from someone bothering me. I don't have to now come and pull my phone. Everybody say, "You are the one ringing," and all those. All I have to do is just shake my head and call.
That's all.
Yes. And then if I ask, Siri asks me something, I need to respond, I can just do a yes or a no. Uh-huh. So you're in a tight corner, you can't really speak. The example that they gave was really funny. When you're in an elevator and there are a whole lot of people around you and you don't want to now put your hand in your phone to pick the call, you can just shake your head no, and then it's okay. It's an amazing feature.
Really, it is. And there was one other thing they spoke about, the rewrites. You know, one of the things that we spoke about here was Grammarly and using the Quillbot, and now they're going to have this option for you when you are... I think they mentioned it would be on notes,
Safari,
emails.
Yeah, or the general,
you're able
everything.
You're able to just change the tone of the message you have. You'll be able to proofread.
Yeah.
You'll be able to do...
Yeah.
I mean, basically all the things that we can do right now with the available tools.
This is the part that really got me excited, because it's making it in a way that the thing that you have to really pay for or be on trial to use is now directly in your phone. I don't need to now go and copy my message or my email all the way to somewhere to go and do... I can do it right there.
So can we say this is an added value for Apple users?
You could say that, but the bad news will spoil everything. But let's just say those who are on it, that is what makes it exciting. It's really, really genuine. It's like the phone has now been, the standard of the phone has actually gone up, or the OS, let me say that way.
Definitely, definitely. Looking at the introductions, the innovations.
Unless maybe you don't know how to use the AI features, then your phone might still be the simple phone you're using.
Yeah.
But if you really understand what it could do, you will notice that your phone has changed.
Okay. Can we talk about notes, the math notes and what they did with
The calculator.
Yes.
The calculator.
Yes.
So, the iPad did not have calculator for a long time.
Yeah.
It was funny how people started clapping when they released the calculator on the iPad. I think they thought it true that maybe they shouldn't just do a simple calculator. It wouldn't make sense. For that long period, you were not having any calculator. You just bought the calculator and it looks exactly like
calculator.
What's on the phone. So they added other features, which is really exciting. See how you can easily write with your phone, write with a pencil, Apple Pencil on your tablet, and make sketch notes and all this kind of stuff. You can easily do maths with this kind of feature. All you have to do is write the numbers, whatever you want to calculate. Even if it's a formula. What surprises me is the variables. I mean, you can write a whole formula.
Yeah.
And if you've inserted the values, it automatically sees these values.
Just remember that
and
I was doing my...
gives you the answer in your handwriting.
Yes.
I mean, how do you copy my own handwriting? It's like, oh man, God, I was so excited. I was like, what, this is just the beginning of AI.
What they did with the graph, I was like, man,
this is just the beginning. Imagine what they could do, let's say 2026. Come on,
The future is exciting.
Oh my God. It's too technology. Exciting. I tell you, I thought that technology has actually reached a point where it's boring now. I mean, the iPhone will be released where almost the same over and over and over and over.
Yeah, in terms of the device.
Yes, but
we're not
now,
really seeing significant
now
changes.
This updates in the iOS. I don't want to say the word crazy, but damn. I mean, you could actually write a formula and just tap on the equal sign, and then you need to find Y or something, right? Now you can, I can find your Y for you. Those who have been complaining, find Y, find X, just give it the write it in your own handwriting, or you can even type it whatever way you want it, and it can give you the answer directly.
That's what makes it.
Yeah. Teachers can now draw formulas, sketch, and then the answers will be coming out. Sign and all those integral and cos things that you couldn't do.
You can just catch it,
so
scribble it, and you have it.
Imagine you are studying with this kind of apps.
Yeah.
Very quickly. You don't need to buy a calculator for your daughter anymore. Unless your teacher tells your daughter can't use the iPad in the exam. So.
iPad Ghana.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, it makes learning interesting. Yeah.
I think that's what just makes it exciting. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they are just making it available on their devices,
yes,
making it exciting. But
it's stepping away from the distance between Android and iPhones are becoming wider and wider and wider at this point. I don't know what they will bring up next. Let's wait for Google.
We have to wait for them, and because they are also, when it comes to software and innovations, they are also
Gemini field, so you can't say that. Let's not go there.
Okay. It's true, definitely. This is Geek Squad. Brought to you by MTN. MTN everywhere you go. We are having a conversation with Samuel Boateng, and we have been discussing what happened yesterday at the Worldwide Developers Conference, the announcements that Apple made on their software and the updates that are upcoming this year. There is something that you would need to know, and so just stay with us. We would like to share with you the quick tech fixes. We'll be right back after.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.